funded by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
All right, here we go, 921. So got a mostly cloudy thing going on, 66 degrees. Right, continuing on with our Wednesday talk around, kind of our Wednesday tradition, heading over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. You got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to cover a big topic today, the benefits of physical therapy. Now, this is something that I can't believe the changes that have gone on in PT over the years. So I'll let you take it here. What are some of the benefits?
Yeah, so physical therapy, basically let's understand what physical therapy is. It can help improve mobility, function, manage pain, and manage chronic disease. It helps with recovery from injury or avoid or rehab afterwards from a surgery. Physical therapists basically work with the patient to develop strategies and treatment plans to achieve wellness, job-specific, sports-specific goals that they have that they want to accomplish. And so in that case, breaking it down, physical therapists identify the problem and help keep and restore function as much as possible. So managing pain, we can use massage, we can use traction, things like that to help manage the pain. Then once we lower and lessen that pain, we want to restore what they have done prior to this injury or surgery, or just restore maybe getting back into balance. And so we work on strengthening, we work on mobility, but we also need the help from the patient as well. It also can help with decreasing that chronic disease, your obesity, your diabetes, depression, how much it unlocks and have that feel-good feeling with exercise. Heart disease, it can help decrease that and maybe not get it and get it later on in life. Also, managing pain. We talk about this opioid, the pain medication. Pain medication, all it does is just mask the pain. And there's so many side effects with a lot of those pain medications. And so why don't we take a gentler approach and reduce the pain with movement and then get you back into doing things that you've always wanted to do versus just giving you a pill. Yes, it feels good in the moment, but is it going to take that pain away if you stop taking that pill? Probably not. Your
right.
Pain's going to probably come back. And so we can do it without those harsh side effects of the pain medication. And then also, physical therapy has been proven to reduce or avoid surgeries. So if a doctor is having you thinking, oh, you're going to need knee surgery, you're going to need shoulder surgery, maybe even through your spine, and it's going to limit a lot of your mobility once you have that surgery. And so a lot of the times they send you for physical therapy prior to surgery because of the fact of we could probably lessen it with strengthening and mobility here where you wouldn't even need that surgery and also save you money. Because
right.
The cost of surgery is not cheap anymore.
Well, and this is amazing, Rizzy, just what you've covered here. I wasn't even aware that there's that much tied up in physical therapy. I mean, this pretty much touches all the bases of somebody's life, like you mentioned, depression and everything else. This is something that is so essential. Rizzy, how many years have you been involved in physical therapy?
I've been working since 2009 here at OSPTI.
Are you amazed at the changes you've seen in this and all the changes that have come along in PT?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we can get people back a lot faster than what they think.
Right.
And so sometimes just making that phone call and coming to see us versus trying to do it by yourself, we can get you back faster versus you trying to Google your symptoms and trying to do it yourself.
Rizzy, I think you've answered a lot of questions for some people today. If people want to know more, they want more information about physical therapy there at OSPTI, what is your number?
641-7725.
Rizzy, great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
Thank you. You as well.
That is Rizzi at OSPTI talking physical therapy today. We talk with our friends over there at OSPTI every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. There's a major breakthrough with an alternative way of making raw milk safe to drink. A California company called Tamarack Biotics has secured initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk treatment process. This is company CEO Bob Comstock.
Pasteurization has existed before the Civil War, and there have been attempts to get approval for alternative technologies, but nobody has ever